Welcome to This Week in History. Good morning, EPs. Look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On February 7, 1935, Monopoly went on sale for the first time. The game's creators, the Parker Brothers, failed to make money off the original venture as they continually failed to collect $200 for passing go. On February 8, 1994, Jack Nicholson took part in Road Rage when he used a golf club to smash the windshield of a motor vehicle. Apparently, Nicholson was incensed at the driver of the vehicle refusing to back down when the driver claimed to Nicholson that he really could handle the truth. On February 9, 1997, The Simpsons became the longest-running animated cartoon TV series when its 166th episode went to air in the United States. Coincidentally, that was roughly the same time the series stopped being funny. On February 10, 1970, ZZ Top played their first gig as a band in Beaumont, Texas. The band received rave reviews, including from one fashion magazine, which gushed over how sharply dressed the band was. And on February 11, 1978, China lifted its ban on the works of Aristotle, William Shakespeare, and Charles Dickens, proving once and for all to the world that China is a place all about freedom, and of course I'm saying this of my own free will, why do you ask? And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.